1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Soundbites. It is Saturday, the 15th of March, 2003. Oh, wait, this is our St. Patrick's. Bagora, bagora, bagora. Sure, and it's Saturday, the 15th of March. Okay, never mind. It's enough of that.
Yeah, that was.
And I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Ben Turchin.
And this is Soundbites. We'll be taking your calls in a little while. We're going to talk about what's going on the website. We're going to do some all kinds of stuff, but we're going to start with the news. And this week, we're going to start with our own token Irish leprechaun.
Thank you.
Dave Bagora Enright.
Perhaps
Dave Blarney Stone Enright.
I noticed at least you got your Mozilla. I got to tell folks, because it was on our forums, for you folks that were in the forums, Nick did get his laptop back up and running.
It's all running. Everything is fine.
It was interesting. If you folks
it took a big stick, but it's here.
If you didn't listen to last week's show, go to the archives. I highly encourage you. We were having some good fun here.
You may have been having fun.
Well, you didn't read the instructions.
I did exactly what the instructions said the first time, and it screwed up my machine royally. The second time, I ignored the instructions, did it the way I thought it should work, and it worked.
Yeah, but didn't you ultimately have to download the drivers?
Well, that was my thought. You on the air said this is for XP, and I thought, you know what? It's not.
Right.
So I went online and
we had a good
XP
time,
version.
So if you didn't listen
to it.
Well,
not your XP, someone else's.
Everybody else's XP. Clearly not mine.
But if you didn't listen to the show, go to the archives. I really encourage it. It was a great show last week. We had a lot of fun.
No, just ignore
that.
It. It's one of those black moments in Francesco history.
Oh, no, for all of us. We had a good time. And that's what this show is all about, having a good time. And solving people's problems. On the virus front, as you know, you hear me talk about, all three
you
of us.
As opposed to solving people's problems?
No.
Oh, okay.
I said in addition to.
Oh, in addition to.
We get around to it once in a while.
I want you to actually tell them out loud the only reason we do this is because we enjoy it.
Oh, why not? All right. But just to give you an idea, each week you hear us say, update, update, update. So I just did for, say, the past 2 weeks of viruses that have come out. On the 3rd, they found 5 viruses. On the 4th, 2. The 5th, 4. The 6th, 3 came out. On the 9th, 4. The 10th, 4. The 11th, 4. The 13th and 14th both have had 4 new viruses come out. So if you don't, think it's somewhat of a problem, folks, just check the site there. This is off the McAfee website, and it'll be the same for Norton. But the viruses are constantly coming out. One of the other ones that just came out the 10th. It's Nice Hello. And again, it's one of these e-worm viruses that'll go out there and go through your address book and email everybody that's in your list. And the folks that sit there and say, oh, I don't open anything from folks I don't know. Well, you're still going to get it. The other thing that I quickly wanted to talk about, great product. I've tried it out. On an average, I get between 800 and 900 emails a day. And I'd say 97% of them are spam, junk mail, things that I didn't want. But because of the business I'm in and the various websites we have to go to, we register, and we get a lot of junk mail. So I found McAfee's Spam Killer right now. I've been playing with that both at home, and I got a copy for the office. And this is doing fantastic of killing 90% of all my junk emails. It automatically just kill them. Now, it takes a week or so to train it onto which ones you want because it's newly always coming up with new ones. But you can sit there and very easily review them and say, no, from now on, if this one comes in, get rid of it. And you can base it on base a filter upon the person that's sending it, the text contents within the text.
Right.
And it gives you a lot of other things that you can sit there and send complaints back to the person that is sending it to you if you really want to, nail them. But It's a real good product. You might want to really check that out if you're getting a lot of unsolicited junk mail and you just don't want to see it again. And if you're on, say, Roadrunner, DSL, and that, it will also automatically update to the McAfee website, just like the virus definitions, daily, any new spam that it thinks that you wouldn't want anyways, right. And it keeps updating the list.
And the name of this program again?
It's McAfee's Spam Killer.
And you can get it at?
Any of the superstores.
Any of the superstores or online.
Yep. McAfee website.
There you go. We'll be back in just a couple. I got to tell you that we have a new feature here on the site, and there's like a dozen and a half people already on, and they haven't even announced it yet. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Ben Turchin, and me, Nick Francesco, on the world's greatest computer show, Soundbites, on 1180 WHAM.
After 20 years, Jackson Saw and Knife is at it again.
Handsaw, bandsaw, table saw, rip saw.
It's time for Jackson Saw and Knife's 20th annual woodworking show and sale. Join us for 3 days of demonstrations of the newest equipment the power tool industry has to offer. Come and talk to manufacturers' reps from Delta. Pick up tools like the Delta DP350 12-inch variable speed drill press for $208 or the Delta TS300 10-inch table saw for $296. Grab a Delta 16.5-inch floor drill press, model 17965 for only $365. And during the show, you can take an additional 10% off these great Delta prices. Jackson Saw is your local Delta authorized service center. Jackson Saw and Knife's 20th annual woodworking show and sale. Friday and Saturday, 9 to 5:30. Sunday from 11 to 3. Jackson Saw and Knife, Rochester's power authority. 517 State Street near Kodak office.
Jackson Saw.
Have you heard about this weekend? $75,000 bedding blowout at Ruby Gordon Furniture. It offers you an opportunity to save on important name brands like Simmons Beautyrest, Back Care, King Coil, Posture Bond, and a host of others, including Natural Response Luxury Foam that was developed from NASA research. And listen to this, 10 until 9 today, reductions will be clearly marked on every size, twin, full, queen, king. Plus, you'll enjoy free delivery and setup with free removal of your old bedding during the sale. And there's more, a lot more, by $599 or more, with no payments and no interest, no finance charge for one full year. That's right, sleep free for a year. Plus, for just 1 cent, one penny, get a six-piece bedding pack, including fitted sheet, flat sheet, two pillowcases, and two premium pillows. Save 75 to 80% off. That's 75 to 80% off on one-of-a-kinds and discontinued mattress sets while quantities last at Ruby Gordon Furniture, just south of Marketplace Mall on West Henrietta Road in Henrietta. It ends tomorrow. Shop until 9 tonight.
Come on, Dad. Let's play tag.
How about quiet, man, where we sit real quiet with our eyes closed till Daddy's sinus pain goes away?
You mean like last week when we played Frozen Man? Or Statue Man?
That's a classic.
Only Tylenol Sinus combines extra strength Tylenol and a powerful sinus medicine for fast relief of sinus pain, pressure, and congestion.
Okay, son, Daddy's ready. Son?
Tylenol Sinus, because life is a contact sport.
Son!
And not playing is not an option. Use as directed.
How do you stop smoking when you've tried before? How do you handle the cravings? Now there's hope. Introducing the new Commit Lozenge from the marketers of Nicorette, a clinically proven method to help you stop smoking, even if you've tried before. Commit delivers strong, craving-fighting medicine, and it keeps working even after the lozenge is gone. The new Commit Lozenge. Real help, real hope. Use as directed, follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program improves chances of success.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco.
Hi there, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Ben Turchin.
And he'll eventually, Turchlin? See, it wasn't...
No, Turchin, like a Turchin. Chin.
Turchin, that's what I had originally.
T-U-R, and then the chin, like part of your face.
Right, got it, got it. Turchin,
we'll
got
get it.
Got it.
We're professionals.
We're professionals, and we can do this. And now we're going to go back to the news, and this time we're going to talk to Steve.
Well, it was interesting.
Actually, we're going to let Steve talk to us.
Talk, yeah. last week, Apple announced that the shipments of the 17-inch PowerBook are going to be delayed another 3 to 5 weeks, if you're just ordering now, because of the manufacturing problems they're running into getting some of the subcomponents. But what we're also starting to hear now is that if you ordered your 17-inch PowerBook the minute after they were announced, you might be getting shipping notice this week.
Are they too confused?
So if you ordered it that day, you might be getting lucky. We're also hearing from some of the retailers around the country that they are starting to receive their demo model. We haven't gotten ours yet, but it's a very hot product that we're all eagerly anticipating. And another point I wanted to bring out is that if you have a PayPal account, which is common for using the online auction sites, PayPal is the target of a scam that PayPal members are getting email that looks like it's coming from PayPal. The address is usually info@paypal.com. And the message is about that they're trying to updating their system and performing regular maintenance and please send us all your information. And as Nick has pointed out in the past, they, you know, like AOL and the other sites, they don't need you to send them their your information. They already have it. So people that are filling out this informational sheet are giving PayPal, in essence, their credit card number and are getting a lot of erroneous charges. So be very careful when you're reading your email. Things that look official may not necessarily be. Take a look at the addresses it's going to when you hit a reply. If it's one of the big keys is if it's numbers and not a name, it's almost guaranteed to be a scam.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of sneaky addresses that are coming out. You'll see something like aol.com.ru, which is a Russian domain.
What?
Right. It's a Russian domain, so someone is registering the appropriate AOL address in Russia, creating their own fake website and trying to collect credit card numbers, so be very careful in how you respond to forms.
Right. Never, 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 never give anybody your private information. On the virus front, we have a new worm, actually, targeting Microsoft Messenger, the Microsoft Instant Messenger program. And so if you are a member, if you do have Instant Messenger, you definitely want to download the latest version of your antivirus software, which will fix it. The file arrives as an EXE attachment. So, again, don't ever, ever open anything anybody sends you until you verify with that person that they sent it to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you will know. People, you know, well, I opened this program and suddenly I had a... Well, duh. Also, there is a new another virus out called Deloader. And what it attempts to do is crack your passwords on NT2000 and XP machines. And it exploits common passwords, such as the word password or computer or the common names of people, like you put your kid's name in, your dogs, they have dog animals, that kind of goes through all possible birthday combinations. And it attempts to break in, steal all your passwords, and then sends them to somebody else who could then break into your machine. So if you have a passwords of any sort on your machine, and they're common things like your name, your dog's name, your car, your favorite basketball or football team, that sort of fair, you are fair game for this particular little virus.
Although, it doesn't necessarily have to be that. My AOL account got hacked a couple of months ago, and it took me a couple of months to get back in.
Right.
My password is in Chinese.
Yeah, right.
Cool.
So any brute force attack trying every possible letter combination will eventually work.
Right.
What was most annoying is that AOL didn't notice someone was trying thousands of combinations of passwords and shut down the account before it got hacked.
Right, right, and they should have. Exactly. But or at least warn you so you could do something about it.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to and that's it for the news. So remember, I have something to say, and I don't know how to say this politely, so I'm just going to say it. Over the last, I'd say, month, I have noticed a rash of people both in the forums and who talk to me personally who have tried things that we have mentioned here on the show who weren't having the problem we were trying to solve.
But they try it anyway.
I don't know how to put this politely, because it's been like 10 or 12 people. If you don't have the problem we're trying to solve, don't try the thing that we're talking about, because you will screw up your computer. I honestly thought I'd never have to say that, but I have to say it. Yeah. If you're not having the problem, don't try the fix. Now, if it's a generic thing, like update your antivirus, yeah, you should
or
do that.
Or running the Adaware.
That's sort of fair. You should do that, no question. But if somebody actually has a problem and we tell them to replace a file or do something else,
don't do it!
Unless you're actually having the same problem. Okay, I've got that off my chest. Thank you. I'm feeling better now. Well, not better, just less bad. So we're going to go to the phones now. And our first caller is Jim. Thank you, Jim. What's your question?
I'm having an intermittent problem with, I believe it might be my battery. Every once in a while, the time changes.
Okay.
I'll reset it. It'll keep the correct time for 2-3 days, maybe a week. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I notice it's off again.
What,
that be
off
battery?
How?
Pardon?
Off how?
The hours. It just seems to be just the hours that are changing, and it's slow.
Yeah. How old is the machine?
A year.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen brand new motherboards that we've put in, the battery goes on them.
Okay.
Because you don't know how long that battery's been sitting around. And you can pick up another, it's a wafer battery, a 3220, or 2320.
Uh-huh.
And
well, make sure of the number on your battery, but that's the most common type.
But that's the most common one. It this just snaps out, and you just pop in a new one.
Now, will I lose information? Will I have to redo any information as far as...
Well, if you do it relatively quickly, in other words, you don't take, a half hour to do it, most of the time it stores, keeps all the information in the BIOS.
Yeah, in the olden days, you had to program in your cylinder sets and
sectors.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
So you had to program in all this stuff, and the battery kept that. So when your battery died, your machine wouldn't work at all because it forgot all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the modern motherboards in the last, maybe 10 years, auto-detect all that for you, so the battery isn't as key for that.
What you might lose is if you've set a password on the BIOS.
Right.
Or if you've also, say, turned off a COM port or changed something within the BIOS.
Okay.
Some of the motherboards come with a antivirus program, Trend
Micro.
Yeah, Trend Micro. And that gets turned on. You might have to go into the BIOS and just disable that.
Okay. And, Nick, on your column last Sunday, you were talking about turning off the preview pane.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, does that apply?
Yes.
I have Norton. That scans my email when it's downloading it.
Yeah, but it does not scan. There are certain things that it doesn't catch easily.
Uh huh.
And you are safer turning off the preview pane. I know everybody likes the preview pane.
Does that apply more to Microsoft products than?
It depends. A lot of other email programs use the Microsoft Viewer, which causes the same problem. For example, I run Eudora.
I'm running Mozilla.
And Mozilla has something similar as a problem. In Eudora, you can turn off the Microsoft Viewer. Mozilla will interpret HTML, and if that HTML has a JavaScript in it that does something evil to your machine that got past your antivirus, for whatever reason, it's new or it seems innocuous, then, it's going to run. So, and the problem with the preview pane is not that you will open a message and it happens, but the fact that if you go, for example, to click on a message to delete it, it shows up in the preview pane, and you've read it.
So you can't delete it.
So whatever it was going to do,
it's done. You're home.
Unless you just right-click on it.
Not always.
Right, but not everybody does. And so, and my point is, rather than having to remember to right-click, just turn off the preview pane. Yep.
Okay. One more thing. Your live show?
Yeah.
The road show?
Yeah.
Where is that going to be?
That's going to be at the RIT Inn on the campus, the old Marriott, Thruway Marriott on Henrietta Road. It's listed in our calendar.
Right. It's not the one at the camp. It's not the one on Jefferson Road. It's the one on Henrietta Road.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the RIT Inn and Conference Center.
In Conference Center.
I work right across the street from there. I thought last week you were saying it was the Marriott, but it was the one on
I might have been, because last week I was very confused about a lot of things, as you may have noticed. We're ignoring last week. Thank you so much for bringing it up. Why don't you just give me a paper cut and pour some lemon juice in it?
Okay.
But it's on Jefferson Road.
West Henrietta Road. Near Lehigh.
Right.
Yeah. Go to the website.
Right.
Go to the calendar.
You moved it on me again?
Wherever we tell you it's going to be, it'll be someplace else.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break now, back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Ben Turchin, and me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's greatest and possibly most confused radio show, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Attention Soundbites fans, Green Shield Computer Services, a charter sponsor of Soundbites, wants to see you at the Soundbites Roadshow, Saturday, March 29th at the RIT Inn and Conference Center on West Henrietta Road. Green Shield is proud of its long association with the Soundbites program and will have prizes, handouts, giveaways, and show specials just for our Soundbites friends. Green Shield Computer Services is a local full-service computer firm assisting individuals and businesses in Rochester since 1984. Whether your system is for personal or business use, standalone or on a network, Green Shield is here to help with all your computer needs. You can stop by our offices at 1370 Hudson Avenue. You can give us a call at 544-9580, or you can see us in person at the Soundbites Roadshow on March 29th. Green Shield Computer Services, 1370 Hudson Avenue, just off the 104 Expressway. Come on out to the show, support Nick and the crew, and be sure to stop by the Green Shield booth. We'll see you there.
What does Carlisle Mitsubishi of Fairport do when their lot is overloaded with more than 120 Eclipses and Galants? No, they don't do that. But Carlisle does take drastic action.
How drastic?
This drastic. Carlisle's priced exceptionally hot Eclipses at just $249 a month. $249 a month with absolutely zero due at signing.
Now that's something to scream about.
And right down, there's more. Carlisle's gorgeous Galants are just $219 a month. Nothing due at signing. And Carlisle's Eclipses and Galants are loaded with air, power windows and locks, CD players,
you name it.
$249 for Eclipses, $219 for Galants.
Or choose Mitsubishi's bigger, better zero event with no down payment,
no car or interest payments till 04.
And
get $500 cash back on any new Mitsubishi.
And if you're worried about your bad credit, forget about it. This is Carlisle Mitsubishi.
Carlisle can get virtually anybody with a false finance.
Okay, well, maybe we're not limited.
The three hottest car deals on the planet, available only at the hottest dealership, Carlisle Mitsubishi in Fairport, or online at CarlisleAuto.com, or by calling 586-8080 now.
Okay, now you can scream.
Why did you say that? Stock number 7231 and 6841. Qualified buyers add tax and fees. 48 month, 48,000 mile leases.
I love you. You're perfect. Now change. How many times have you heard that? Now you and your significant other can take a musical joyride through the jungle of the modern-day mating game with the hottest show in town. Now in its third smash year at the Downstairs Cabaret Theater, the hilarious musical comedy I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change is extended again. Everything you've always wanted to know about dating, romance, marriage, lovers, and in-laws, but we're afraid to admit, is now on stage. Call Downstairs Cabaret Theater for tickets, 325-4370. The Downstairs Cabaret Theater is a not-for-profit professional theater with passion. Located in downtown Rochester, the perfect evening out. Wine, cocktails, and decadent desserts are available while you enjoy the show. Take your significant other on a musical joyride through the jungle of the modern-day mating game with the hottest show in town. I Love You. You're Perfect. Now change. Call the Downstairs Cabaret Theater for tickets today. 325-4370. That's 325-4370.
Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest-running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
It's true. I am Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Ben Turchin.
And this is Soundbites. Before we get back to the phones, I know people have been waiting patiently, but since there seem to be approximately 150 people,
already
all right, 11
it.
People, who've already found it, I might as well announce it. As you know, last week we had a...
fun time.
An interesting time with our little camera online here, and it didn't work. This week it's working perfectly. We don't have Steve on it yet for some... Well, we've had calls. We've had emails. Don't put Steve. But other than that, we've got a camera up. If you go to the Soundbites main page at soundbites.org, scroll down into the announcements section, you will see a link to the live show cam. The show cam is up, and we'll be changing it around during the show so that...
Well, hopefully by next week I'll be able to build a stand that we can move it. Steve's going to bring in an extension cord for the USB so we can put it back a little farther and get all three of us.
Get all three of us, and I won't be hiding behind the microphone as much.
As much.
You can see, you notice Dave positioned the camera. He's got me behind the mic, and you can see him perfectly, and Steve's not even on it. I'm just talking. Never mind. Back to the phone.
I'm going to switch it in a few minutes, folks. It's going to be Nick only.
No, I don't want it to be Nick only. Our next caller will be Bruce. Welcome, Bruce.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Bruce from Henrietta.
Hi, correct. Man. Correct.
What's
correct.
Up?
Well, first of all, whatever you said last week, erroneous or correct, it should be in the archives. So
I know it was wrong last week. I know everything I said last week was wrong.
Everything
I did last week. Yeah. Yeah. We're wiping it out. Stop bringing it up. We're moving toward the future now.
We have loyal fans that want to know the truth.
They want to know that I completely...
You can't stand the truth.
Oh, man. I don't even know the truth anymore.
That was on this week.
But yeah, it's
that movie.
You can't handle the truth.
I don't even want to handle the truth. I have enough trouble handling... having abandoned my search for truth, I'm now seeking a good fantasy. But yes, you're absolutely right, Bruce. The correct place is at the old Thruway Marriott, the
Henrietta Road.
The campus on Henrietta Road.
Right. Anyway, my question.
Yeah.
This week's We Do Windows meeting with John Larish and went very well, and we had a video projector from the presentation source and the laptop.
Well, we don't need to know that, but what...
But the problem was, at the conclusion of the show, or the presentation,
right.
I was asked to help with a problem they were having with the laptop. They had a USB serial adapter. The laptop doesn't have a serial port.
There's the problem.
Yeah. You're using one of those.
Adapters rarely work well.
Yeah.
Well, he thought that perhaps he could solve his problem using this adapter because it worked with some other equipment if he could figure out how to change the baud rate, which I drilled down to and showed him how you could, you know, get to it. But what I was surprised at was to see that the COM ports 3 and 4 supposedly were in use. And that you had a choice of 255, I think it was.
Yeah.
COM ports?
Yeah.
Is that normal now?
No. The correct number of communications ports available to you in the system is 65,635.
Mm-hmm.
You usually don't have that many.
You're lucky to get two.
Yeah, really. On a good day.
But that's the number that's actually available to you. Even DOS, the old early versions of DOS, had the capability of addressing that many serial ports.
Now, did it do it correctly?
No. Never. It didn't do the first two correctly. What are you going to do around 30,000? But the point is...
I
need more interrupts.
You need more interrupts. Now that everything's on USB, it's all one interrupt, and you can put as many as you want on there.
Okay.
And it's just up to the software to allow you to have that many.
Okay, so that wasn't something...
Well, USB has a limit of 127 devices per channel.
Right.
That's why I was surprised to see it was in, 255 or 256.
Well, because it can go up to 65,000.
Okay.
65,535.
Well, thanks a lot.
Sure.
Appreciate that.
Our pleasure. That was easy. Our next caller is Justin. Welcome, Justin. What's your question?
Thank you. I think ShowCam's going to take the show to a whole new level. But,
or a whole new depth.
Either that or
what
down the toilet.
What did it do? Yeah.
It's going to be sink or swim.
I'm just wondering, I don't know what you guys have experienced, but with LCD screens,
mm-hmm.
are they kind of moody as far as what kind of card you can connect them to in terms of like quality? And I'm wondering... if any of you have ever, like AT Radian or NVIDIA, everyone, their brother has now these dual port cards where one is a CRT and one's a DVI.
Yeah, right.
And it seems like everyone, when you have to get that adapter that goes VGA, DVI, and back or whatever, it seems
right.
the picture is terrible. It's fuzzy. And
there's two
kinds. We're back to the adapter question.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's two different kinds of LCDs, analog and digital. The analog LCDs use the old standby HD15 VGA video port.
Yeah, video port.
The digital LCDs are using the new DVI, digital video interface. The digital displays are brighter, crisper, sharper, clearer, and more expensive.
By a lot.
So a lot of the companies are putting dual ports on their cards, a DVI port for digital and a VGA port for cheap. Some of the higher-end cards will put two DVI ports So you could run two digital monitors if you want.
And it is better, if you can, to go to the DVI.
Right, if you try to adapt the DVI down to VGA, then you are losing quality in the video signal.
It's like putting a Band-Aid on a bad cut and just trying to get it to bleed. That's what it's doing.
Okay.
It's bleeding, and you're not getting the quality that you really want.
Yeah, because I suspect you're just better with a single card, just a CRT, because, a DVI, it's like you could...
Well, yeah, the advantage if you can match the card to the monitor, you're way better off.
Yes.
One of the big advantages of the DVI is it's a single cable for power and video, so it cuts down on the cable clutter a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Apple uses a different standard, of course.
Sure.
They're calling ADC, that adds USB to that single cable. So the Apple monitors have a single cable for power, video, and a USB hub built into the monitor. So they're trying to cut down on the cable clutter even more. But the LCDs in themselves are really, really great. For some of the hidden benefits, they are so very thin that you get your desk back, especially if you're used to a big 19- or 20-inch monitor.
My cat is very happy because now he can sleep behind the monitor without...
Instead of on top of it.
Yeah, right.
That's why I want to get one, because I've got a roll top...
Because you need a cat.
No, I've got a roll top desk.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never been able to close the roll
and
top.
And for somebody like me, who I see the flicker in a screen, and after an hour of staring at a screen,
and
I
it's can't...
No, no flicker, no refresh.
No flicker, no refresh. It's very rock solid.
The disadvantage of the LCDs is that they have a single native resolution, 1024 by 768, for example, on a 17-inch or something. And the changing resolutions that were so common on CRTs don't work as well on an LCD, because if you go other than the native resolution, it has to fake the pixels.
Right. You go half the resolution, you're okay.
I just saw on buy.com.
Buy.
18-inch LCD.
Yeah.
$399.
Yeah.
Now, that's got to be analog.
Yeah.
Because the digital ones are closer to six.
But still, to have that flat screen.
Right. The best to get would be digital card and digital monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Second good match would be analog card, analog monitor.
Right.
But anything with an adapter in between, one of the things you leave yourself open to is radio frequency interference. So you can get all kinds of crosstalk and
signal strength loss through the connection.
Right. So it's never going to be as nice a picture as you could get the other way around. So that's part of the problem with LCD. LCDs are great, but you have to know what you're looking at. Oh, looks like we're going to take another quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes. Anybody who's on the phone? Oh, no, actually, we've got news and stuff like that. So we'll be a while. So if you're on the phone, put your feet up and relax. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Ben Turch, and me, Nick Francesco. Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Nissan Spring Sales Event is all about opportunities. Exploring the thrilling unknown in the Xterra. Experiencing excellence regardless of terrain in the Pathfinder. Pushing past limits in the Sentra. And feeling the performance rush in the Maxima. Opportunities like these don't come around every day. Until now, the Nissan Spring Sales Event. Get a $249 per month lease for 36 months with $19.99 initial payment on the thrilling, innovative, and award-winning new 2003 Nissan Altima 2.5S. Now it's your turn. Driving a new Nissan Altima 2.5S with a $249 per month lease. The Nissan Spring Sales Event. Don't miss this opportunity, but only until March 31st. Tax, title, license extra, or call 1-800-648-7038 for complete details and conditions. Nissan.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Today, finding a job can be challenging. And the first step in getting to work is getting to an interview. Hi, I'm Bill Nojay. As volunteer chairman at RTS, we want to make sure that during these difficult economic times, we're doing all we can to make your life easier. That's why we've started Jobs First. For our economy to improve, we've all got to get to work. And the first step in getting to work is getting to an interview. That's where we can help. If you're interviewing for a new job, give us a call. We'll send you a bus pass, so you can get to the interview and back home again, free. It's that simple. Jobs first at RTS. Call us at 288-1700 so we can help you help your family. 888-1700. When it comes to getting our economy moving, you have a partner, RTS and Jobs First. Because finding a job is hard enough. Getting there shouldn't be.
My best friend and I followed similar diets. Well, she lost a ton of weight, and I lost nothing. What gives?
It's not you, it's your metabolism. Now there's Balance Log from Healthy Tech, software to manage weight and nutrition. It works with your unique metabolism, letting you easily track calories, carbohydrates, protein, fats, and more in just minutes a day. Balance Log from Healthy Tech at Sam's Club Pharmacy and select Walmart stores, or visit www.healthetech.com.
Fry Brothers Vineyards, Modesto, California.
We all lead such busy lives. But there's a place where redwoods stand tall and time flows slowly. Redwood Creek, where the tradition of taking time has never been forgotten. Where an unhurried approach to winemaking leads to a richer, more full-bodied Cabernet. Wines from Redwood Creek. Good things take time.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Rush.
Okay, so the question is...
Weekdays, 2 till 5.
Why in the world...
Rush Limbaugh.
In all of these so-called anti-war protests, are there no demands on Saddam? Why are there no demands on the dictator? Why are there no demands on the brutal, murderous barbarian? Why are there no demands that he stop killing his own people? This leads to another question.
Rush Limbaugh.
What is it that animates liberals?
Weekdays, 2 till 5 on News Radio 1180.
Just how can anybody be liberal?
WHAM.
News Radio 1180. WHAM. Rochester.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180, the Choice 1 toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Yes, it's true. We are back. Did you miss us? I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Ben Turchin.
And we are Soundbites.
They wouldn't have missed us if they went to the live cam.
They wouldn't have missed us if they'd been to the cam. We had 54 people at one point on the live webcam. It's been up an hour, and we had 54 people on it already. And most of them were on it before I even told people we had it. So it's good to know that people are actually reading the front page of Soundbites. Before we get back to the phones, and I know there are a lot of you who are waiting for us to get back to the phones. We'll do that in a moment. We want to talk a little bit about the website. Let's start with last week's poll. Every week we do a poll. Last week's poll was where you bought your last computer from. We had 404 people vote in the poll. I was very impressed. Thank you to each and every one of you. The choices were a national chain, I build my own, a local builder, a small internet site, or other. And the winner was a national chain, 150 votes, 37% of you, followed by 110 votes, 27% of you built your own.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I know, because the next one, number three, was 79 votes, a local builder, two of whom are here in the studio with me. Next was other, please leave an opinion, and then a small internet site only got 13 votes. So that's 404 of you. Speaking of opinions, we do have opinions every week. This week, we'll start with the poll. The poll this week is about wireless networking. And the question is, what do you think about wireless networking? The choices are got it, want it, yawn, and other. So far we have 87 votes, and if we go to the opinion page, which is at asknick.com, we find that we have 9 opinions already, and some of them are actually relevant to the question, which shocks me to no end. So please join us, vote in the polls, and come and see us in the forums. We've got lots and lots of stuff going on in our forums. Our forums are massive. We have 13 separate forums, 1,600 topics, well over 14,000 messages, well over 1,200 registered users, the newest one of which is Heather G. and we're doing stuff all the time. People are answering questions, having fun, being weird. It's a great place to visit.
The other thing, though, we should mention is March 25th at the Convention Center is the Soho Show, small office, home office show.
Right.
Nick, Steve, and I are going to be there, and I think even Rob Linton was going to show up and be there from 11 to 2. So if you get a chance, step on down to the Convention Center on the 25th and step by and say hello.
Yep.
And then they're letting us out of the studio again.
Twice in 1 week.
Really. On the 29th, that Saturday, we're going to be doing our traveling road show. From the RIT, what is it? The RIT Marriott?
In on the campus. No, in Conference Center.
We'll get it straight between now and then, folks. But anyways, we're going to be there from a
I only work at RIT, so I should, I suppose, be embarrassed by this.
Well, you're a college of business. You know, they're yeah, special.
So what? We're going to be there from, I believe, 11 o'clock, do our show live from 12:20 to 2.
Yep.
And then hang around a little thereafter.
The show's 11 to 3, and we'll be there for most of it, I suspect. Yeah. 10 to 3, I think.
But we'll probably be there from around 11 to at least 3 or until the last person winds up asking us questions.
Right, I've been thrown out of better places.
Really. So mark that on your calendar. Stop on down. Who knows? Maybe we can even get Black and Tan to show up from Australia. And
sure.
Definitely lollygag. There's no
we need
excuse.
Lolly, we need Snally, we need Bonzilla.
We need all our forum posters to definitely come down that day and say hello.
Right.
There's no excuse. It's a, you know, it's going to be a Saturday. The weather's getting a lot better.
We need
so.
To get all our forum people. I'm hoping Ken
Argyle
will be there.
Argyle and the whole nine yards.
Argyle. Everybody needs to be down there so that we can. Moody Blues needs to be there. Jim needs to be there. I can't even. Thousands of people who need to be there with us so that we can acknowledge how wonderful you've been in the forums and. Yeah. And doing great stuff. And before we go back to the phones, I want to mention that this week's lovely logo, the three singing leprechauns with their dark beer, come to us from Moody Blues 100. It's the St. Patrick's Day logo, and I like it a lot. We're going to go back to the phones now, and our caller is Tom. Welcome, Tom. What's your question?
Hello. What a beautiful day for the radio show.
It is.
Hey, you know, I have my two National Chainbot computers here.
Yeah.
My old Windows 95 and my new XP,
yeah.
HPs, you know. And since the old one doesn't, even though it has a USB port, they don't support it somehow, I'm doing a direct connect cable just to use my old computer for the hard drive for the family with
right.
XP, you know. But I'm getting a problem when I'm telling the old computer, the old Windows 95C, to be a host to listen because I want to use those resources for any user on my XP, you know. But when I go to log on to it, it asks me for a password, even though I turned off passwords, you know, Microsoft networking, printer, and file sharing. Mm. Now, I have XP both on them, but I have NetBUI on the Windows 95C.
Well, right? XP
and
always...
I don't see NetBUI over on the XP machine.
Yeah, NetBUI is hard to find in XP because they don't want you to use it.
Right, you got
to
go on to the into the main CD of XP to find it to use it. But if you could on the 95 machine set up TCP/IP to use DHCP, sounds like a lot of acronyms.
Or
yeah, the TH.
Set up TCP for static addressing if you're just creating your own local LAN. The problem is that XP always requires passwords. You may have it set to not ask for one on the local machine, but through the network it always does. Yeah. What you need to do is go into your users and turn on guest user, and then the guest doesn't need a password. Now, and if you are connecting your machines to the internet, be very, very careful about this guest user, because allowing anyone to get in allows anyone to get in.
And let me remind everyone, this is a specific solution to a specific question. If you're not having this problem, don't turn on the guest user.
I was trying to just get the XP act as the host with a strategy there to have the part of the firewall purposes.
No. Right. Now, did you say you put a network card in the 95 machine?
I don't have an Ethernet card, so I had a direct connect cable.
See, the easiest way to do, and they're cheap enough now, I mean, you can pick up a network card for $15. I would put a network card in, install that, And then all you've got to do is have TCP/IP on there, and, you know, with a small hub, or if you've got a hub router using DSL or Roadrunner or whatever, you've formed your own miniature networking. You can also share a file.
Well, wouldn't I have to put in my own address?
No, if you use...
So the router gives hands out addresses to each machine, so you don't have to.
I was right. Trying to keep costs down. Just doing address.
You can find four-port routers for $50-$60.
Yep.
Hey, you know, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
You got it.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's easy and there's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you don't always get both.
And that parallel port, you know, even though in theory it should work, sometimes it does, especially if you use, like, Laplink or something like that. But it's not the best way to do a network.
Plus, with speed, your parallel port is 600K. Ethernet is 10,000K minimum, and the current Ethernets are 100,000K.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Thanks,
bye.
Yep.
Thank you very much. Our next caller is George. Welcome, George. What's your question?
I have a problem with I've got a Hewlett-Packard with XP. Mm-hmm. And I have McAfee on it, and when I try to update that McAfee, it comes back and asks for name and password. Put that in, and it recycles back again and comes back and continually asks for it.
What version of McAfee are you running? Is it 5, 6, or 7?
I don't know. It was...
Is the little blue shield down in the lower right-hand corner? The McAfee. If you click on that, right-click on that and say Properties, it'll tell you what version of McAfee you're running. Or if you start up the program and go to Help and About, it will tell you the version. You should be up to version 7.
Which is the current version.
I mean, the DAT files will work with version 5 and 6. They work great with 6 and 7, but not always the DAT files will work with 5 because they've updated the engines.
And for the automatic...
I've only had it installed, 2 or 3 months.
What is asking for username and password? Does it look like McAfee is asking or Windows is asking?
I have a pop-up which says McAfee's got an update.
Right.
And I have 3 choices, now, later, or... Let me continue what I'm doing.
Right.
If I hit later, it comes up and says, well, how much later?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I can set, you know, 10 minutes.
I really just want to know when you get the username password. What do you hit to get that?
As soon as I say install.
Okay.
Or update.
It sounds like that username and password are coming from McAfee. So it's possible that it doesn't know you're a registered user of McAfee.
Well, I sent an email to McAfee and told them I didn't remember my password, and they sent me back an email giving me the password that I've been putting in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's obviously not the right password.
Right.
That might have been the password for the McAfee forums, not the McAfee registration.
Right. Two things. Either your username is still wrong, or you're not using the same case that they gave you originally. Case counts, upper and lower case.
Yeah.
So you got to be sure that you've got upper and lower case correct.
Well, I typed in again exactly what was on the email.
Right. And what username did you use the username they gave you? Since it's asking for both a username and a password, they both have to be right and they both have to be in the same case.
Well, my username... Is the same as the email?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily, yeah.
You need to use... McAfee may have given you, or you may have given McAfee, a different username, and therefore you've got to put in that correct username.
And how can I find that?
It should be in the original email from them, or you're going to have to take
email
a look at the email they sent you and see what they give you.
All right.
I'm afraid I don't know what that... We don't know.
Yeah.
We can't tell you what that
would
be.
What operating system are you running?
XP.
It may be asking for your Windows administrator username and password to allow you to install an update.
That's possible.
But if he's on professional.
Now, I purchased this from Sam's Club, and it was a demo.
Oh.
Possible. Yeah. Very possible.
When you turned on the machine, did it run through a setup procedure asking you what you want your username to be, asking you to create accounts?
Is
this XP Home or Professional?
Home.
Yeah.
You still have to set up a username and password.
Yeah.
If they did not clean the computer off, so you had to put in your own name and password,
then you
have no idea what the name and password is.
When I first came up, he said they told me at Sam's Club to use this code, which was the one that they used.
Well, they did it wrong.
Have you put that in?
Yes, in order to turn it on in the first place.
Try that username and password for McAfee as well.
Otherwise, you're going to
have to call McAfee. And I'm sorry, we have to take a break now.
Right.
I apologize. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Ben Turchin, and me, Nick Francesco, on the world's greatest computer show, Soundbites, on 1180 WHAM.
Hi, this is the Grim Reaper. I know. I probably don't sound like what you expected, right? You were probably thinking something more like this. Yeah, I get that a lot. But I'm not here on official business, so let's just kick back and chat, shall we? You see, the New York Lottery has a new instant game called Win $2,000 a Week for Life. If you win, you could get $2,000 a week every week for as long as you live. And I'd just like to say that, you know, if you play ball with me, I'll play ball with you. If I come by to visit, just let me know that you won that $2,000 a week for life, and I'll be on my way. All I ask is that you throw me a couple $100 for my time and travel expenses.
Play Win $2,000 a Week for Life from the New York Lottery with three separate games on every ticket. You keep living, we'll keep paying.
You will obey.
Just kidding.
For New York Lottery winning results, call 1-900-336-2020. Calls are 40 cents a minute. Call 1-900-336-2020.
Your wireless phone is only as good as the network it's on, and Verizon Wireless has America's most reliable national wireless network. See that guy standing in front of the Cineplex with his date? He wanted to buy tickets over the phone for the latest blockbuster, but try after try, he couldn't find a wireless signal. Now it's sold out and his date isn't too happy. With the Verizon Wireless Network, chances are he'd have gotten the tickets he wanted and would be munching down popcorn by now. That's because Verizon Wireless has America's best national wireless network. So whether it's to make a call from in front of a local movie theater or from a business convention across the country, you can count on Verizon Wireless to be there. Hey, there's a reason more people choose Verizon Wireless than any other carrier.
Don't wait. Get on America's most reliable national wireless network. Stop by Verizon Wireless today or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Verizon Wireless, we never stop working for you. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies and network advantages. See VerizonWireless.com for details.
Have you heard about this weekend's $75,000 bedding blowout at Ruby Gordon Furniture? It offers you an opportunity to save on important name brands like Simmons Beautyrest, Backcare, King Coil, Posture Bond, and a host of others, including Natural Response Luxury Foam that was developed from NASA research. And listen to this, 10 until 9 today, reductions will be clearly marked on every size, twin, full, queen, king. Plus, you'll enjoy free delivery and setup with free removal of your old bedding during the sale. And there's more, a lot more, $599 or more, with no payments and no interest, no finance charge for one full year. That's right, sleep free for a year. Plus, for just 1 cent, one penny, get a 6-piece bedding pack, including fitted sheet, flat sheet, two pillowcases, and two premium pillows. Save 75 to 80% off. That's 75 to 80% off on one-of-a-kinds and discontinued mattress sets while quantities last at Ruby Gordon Furniture, just south of Marketplace Mall on West Henrietta Road in Henrietta. It ends tomorrow. Shop until 9 tonight.
Hi, this is Peter, and here are a few great thoughts on passion. Tony Robbins said, there is no greatness without a passion to be great. And Dennis Waitley said, get excited, enthusiastic about your own dream. This excitement is like a forest fire. You can smell it, taste it, and see it from a mile away.
Inspiring all of us to be the best people we can be. Peter Parts Electronics, a worldwide firm headquartered in Ontario, New York.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hi there, we're back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Ben Turchin.
And now a brand new Possibly weekly segment.
Website of the week.
Be very, very quiet. It's the Wham website of the week. Okay. Anyway, here it
is. Talk about too much free time. Jeez Louise.
The sad part is he knows the guy that does this.
Yeah, I know it.
I do. Joe.
That's
Joe
what
Lasky.
I mean.
I like Joe. I like Joe a lot. He's a voice of both Tweety and Sylvester on the Tweety and Sylvester mystery. He's the grandfather on the Rugrats. He's Yosemite Sam in some of the. He does a million voices. And I'm sure he's done Elmer at some point or another. Anyway, we have the Wham website of the week. And this week it is lt-smash.com. lt-smash.com. And it'll be on our website. Lt-smash is out there, is somewhere in the desert, Kuwait, somewhere, I don't know where exactly. And he's publishing a daily, mostly daily, little log of what's going on in the world out there.
Now, is desert the one with two S's or one S?
Desert would be one S. Dessert, which we're hoping the just is. Never mind.
Yep.
The at any rate, the desert is one S. So he's out there somewhere and doing this, and he's got it's a fascinating website. There's about 3 months worth of stuff out there, actually from December 2002. So that would be 4 months. So if you get a chance, go to ltsmash.com, lt-smash.
Well, because even we got some of our troops in that, over there listening. They're going to the archives.
That's right.
Pulling up some of the shows. I know we've had a couple folks, from the 101st here in Rochester.
Yep.
They really enjoy it. They missed it. Glad the archives were there. We even solved the problem when they were having trouble downloading it. Got that repaired,
got
so they're able
so
to.
So they can hear the
because,
archives?
I mean, my nephew is over there right now, and I was emailing back and forth to him, and he's saying, you know, stuff like this, to be able to listen to home and the care packages and that they're trying to send out there. It really helps, because right now it is very boring for him, and it's, oh, by the way, very hot.
And you know what? Boring is better.
Yeah.
I like the first line. The sun came out today. It's warm. It was probably 120.
Yeah. Right. God bless them over there.
So God bless each and every one of you over there. You are all in our prayers every single day. And if you folks get a chance who are here, go to ltsmash.com and check out what's going on a day-to-day basis over there. It's fascinating reading, particularly if you've been through that and you know that there are days when it's more boring than others.
Mm-hmm.
Our next caller, Donald from Warsaw. Welcome, Donald. What's your question?
Hello, Nick. How are you guys?
Peachy. How are you?
Not that good.
Uh-oh.
No, it's no big problem. I just want to hook two computers up together.
Mm-hmm.
And I need some basics in networking, I guess you'd call it. I'm kind of a dummy when it comes to that. I've got a.
Are these two brand new computers?
Well, one is fairly new. It's a Dell laptop with XP.
Mm-hmm.
And my computer that I want to hook it up to is a desktop HP with Windows 98. I've got those, you know, looks like an oversized telephone plug.
Yeah.
Network port, I guess.
Right.
On both computers.
There you go. Then you're
halfway. You're already over halfway there. Basically,
the trick is you need a special kind of cable if you're connecting just two computers together.
I've got the cable with those plugs on both ends.
A special cable. It's called crossover cable.
No, but what I'm saying though is first we want to go back and ask them, is are you on DSL or Roadrunner?
I'm on dial-up.
Dial-up? Okay. Then all you've got to do is get yourself a simple hub. A 5-port hub you can pick up for $20.
Okay.
You plug the two computers into that, and now they're going to be able to talk to each other.
And the hub controls traffic between the two. Without using the hub, a cross cable between the two computers lets you.
It's also about $20.
Yeah.
So you really, you know, in the long run, if you want
hub,
a third computer or whatever, right. then you'll
you'll need a hub plus two straight cables to go from each computer into the hub.
Right, but in the long run, if you ever wanted to add a third one or whatever, you would need the hub anyway.
And do I have to set up software in any way to do this?
TCP/IP.
Well, Windows and both XP and 98 will have a network setup wizard that will allow you to connect the machines software-wise. The problem is they speak different languages. By default, 98 uses NetBEUI, and by default, XP uses TCP. So you have to load the other on the other one.
Well, what will happen is if he sets up the XP one first, it allows you to make a disk.
Right.
that you can make and then take it back to the 98 machine and it then set up your network from this disk and it will set it up so the two of them can talk. Now, the other key thing of this is if you're going to share files and share printers, when you set up the network in the 98 machine, one of the options under networking is print and file sharing. You've got to check that so you can share both the printers and files on that particular machine. That's half of it. Once you get it there, you then have to click on either one of the machines. My computer, you'll see the drives. If you right-click on the drives, one of the things that's then added is sharing. And you can sit there and whether you want to share just one folder or the whole hard drive, you can control that.
Uh-huh. Well, it's going to be a temporary setup. I just want to get some files off of the laptop onto the desktop.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to be like I'm going to be on the Internet on both machines or anything like that. It's just going to be a temporary one-time connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Even so, you have to do all of this in order to get it to work.
Right.
We had a website listed on our December 22nd show of 2001 of networking basics. It's in our web show or website list. On how to network two computers together. So you can take a look at that that list off of our website.
Is that on the alphabetical listing, would it be?
Yeah, well, it's on both. It's called Networking Basics, and it's a website called practicallynetworked.com.
So basically go to our website, scroll down on the lower right. You'll see I heard a site on the show. Go there, and on the right you'll see the alphabetical list. Go down to the ends, and you're on your way. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Ben Turchin, and me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's coolest computer show, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
When you think big, you go places. Get bigger rewards. That notion is especially true right now at your Lincoln Mercury dealer. Because during the Lincoln Mercury Think Big National Sales event, you can get big savings on every new Lincoln and Mercury in stock, including the redesigned 2003 Mercury Grand Marquis, the best handling Grand Marquis ever, with improved steering, braking, and more horsepower. Available now with your choice of 0% APR financing or $3,500 cash back. APR varies by term. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 3/31/2003. See dealer for details. The V8-powered full-size Mercury Grand Marquis. The best value in its class just got better with your choice of 0% APR financing or $3,500 cash back during the Lincoln Mercury Think Big National Sales Event. But hurry, the offer ends soon. See your local Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
Hi, this is the Klein. Everyone knows it's been a brutal winter, and if you've got cabin fever, I've got a great suggestion for you. Take a nice leisurely ride to Topping & Company at 8100 Bridge Road West. A trip to Topping & Company will provide you with an inexpensive way to change the look of any room in your house with a new area rug. It'll be worth the trip because they have the largest selection anywhere, and they are now having a huge winter sale. Topping & Company carries all kinds of rugs, including braids, hooked, oriental, and machine-made rugs. And now, for a limited time, they're offering hundreds of one-of-a-kind, discontinued, and special purchase rugs at savings of 20 to 50% off the original price. So take a nice country drive to 8100 Ridge Road West and visit Topping & Company. They have the largest selection and lowest prices for over 30 years. Topping & Company. Call for directions 637-2200, 637-2200.
Hi, it's Tad Hutchison from AirTran Airways, and we're pleased to celebrate our one-year anniversary in Greater Rochester International Airport. We offer the citizens of Rochester low fares on every seat, every flight, every day, with nonstops to Baltimore, Washington International, Orlando, and Atlanta, with connections to over 40 cities. Visit us online today at airtran.com.
AirTran, your low-cost carrier, is planning future flights out of Rochester to Denver and Las Vegas.
Make a date for pure fun every single Sunday on Wii Women's Entertainment. This Sunday at 8, get swept away by Moonstruck. Then at 10, the real Sex in the City is back, and the action moves from east to west.
We're after rich, powerful men.
Single in L.A., real women, real singles in the City of Angels.
I bagged a Marine.
Sort of. Watch Moonstruck at 8 and Single in L.A. at 10 Eastern. No work, all play, every single Sunday on Wii. Find out how to get Wii. Go to iwantwii.com.
Since my heart attack, I've learned a lot about cardiovascular health. This is Larry King. Every day I take Ester C, a revolutionary form of vitamin C that supports a healthy cardiovascular system. Ester C helps maintain blood vessels and helps support your bones, eyes, and immune system. Unlike ordinary vitamin C, it's patented and non-acidic. Do your heart a favor. Take Ester C. E-S-T-E-R-C. Don't settle for less. Your body will know the difference.
Look for Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold, including Natrol brand Ester C at Eckerd.
Welcome back to America's longest running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
You know, he's not wrong.
This is
Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Ben Turchin.
And this is Soundbites. We're going to go back to the phones, but first I do want to tell you that we've already got, what, two topics out on the forums about the webcam, the show cam. It's like the most popular thing we've ever done. We don't even need to talk. We just have to do mime show on the webcam, and we're done. But we are going to keep talking. We're going to go back to the phones and talk to Ed from Rochester. Welcome, Ed. What's your question?
Yeah, I have Windows XP.
Yeah?
Home version.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. I've done all the. I got rid of Windows XP, so I thought you guys would like that.
Ow! We got rid of it.
I know it. Another convert. I'm doing it slowly.
I had too many problems with it.
Sure.
Question I have for you. I kept all the updates up on the Windows homepage and stuff. And in my Windows folder, there's a bunch of folders called $NT Service Pack 1.
Yeah.
$ uninstall. Are those folders needed or can they be dumped?
You want them because what they do is that's how Windows keeps track of which updates are loaded on your machine.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Some of that is kept in the registry, but more information is kept in those folders.
Although
they don't take up a lot of room, so you might as well keep them.
Although that's where a number of folks have been having problems with this one, a couple of updates.
Yes.
Even though they do the updates, they're still getting the message each week, you need to put this update in there.
And except it's the same update, the XMT or whatever it is.
XMT3.
Except that if you look, it's a different version number each time and a different date each time. The problem is apparently Microsoft is having a little trouble getting the update right, and they keep reissuing it.
Yeah, because there's a 2.5 or 2.7
with a new version number.
Yeah.
Exactly. So if you keep getting that, just keep installing it. Eventually they will get it right, and it'll be fine.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, thanks a lot.
Our next caller, Joyce from Spencerport. Welcome, Joyce.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. A question on updating or making current my McAfee update.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, this is the message I get under scheduled scanned properties.
Okay.
Unable to determine when the V-shield and then parentheses, C:\, program files, backspace, McAfee, virus scan, backspace, VSH, WIN, 32, .exe, end of print. Task was launched.
Yeah.
And then under scheduled scan, under description of VShield, it says next time at starting. And then scan drive C, not scheduled.
The scheduler is basically where you tell McAfee when you want it to run.
Yeah.
And the first line is the error message saying it doesn't know when it was run last.
Right.
And the second line is you haven't told it ever to run.
You know, but you know what it also sounds like? When's the last time that you updated the DAT files?
I've been trying to update the what?
In other words,
the DAT?
Yeah, the DAT. If you go into McAfee right now, what version are you running?
I think it's 5.17.
All right, if you click on McAfee and you open it up, it should display a date of how old the DAT files are.
Yeah.
And
I've tried that, but I cannot get to that. You click on the virus scan on the icon there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
The virus scan
properties?
Yeah. Well, no, if you just start up McAfee.
Right.
And when you start up McAfee, it should tell you, when you open up that window, how old the files are.
Okay.
How old the dat files are. What I'm suspicious of is that if you haven't updated it in, say, a little while, you might have the CLES virus on there.
Okay.
What the CLES virus does is it stops you from uninstalling, installing, or even trying to update your McAfee. What I would recommend you do is go to our website, soundbites.org.
Right.
Go down along the right-hand side. You will see a down just past the scroll mark there, I heard this website on your show.
Okay.
Click on that. On the right-hand side is an alphabetical listing of all the programs in that we've recommended for folks that need certain things fixed.
Right.
Scroll down to where you'll see a program called Stinger. That's S-T.
Oh, I did that.
And run Stinger.
I did.
And what happened when you did?
Nothing.
Didn't find anything?
No, and that's when I, then I went back in and that's when I got these messages.
Do you remember when the last time was you paid McAfee for your update?
Oh, I've never paid them.
Then it's not working.
Yeah.
Both McAfee and Symantecs Norton
charge a yearly fee.
The updates only run for a year, and then you have to resubscribe.
That's the problem.
McAfee version 5 expired 3 or 4 years ago.
That's right.
So you probably haven't had any updates in several years.
You can go online and renew your, matter of fact, well, what you might want to do is go out to the local computer store and pick up a copy of McAfee
7.0. 7.0, okay.
Because if you go out and buy it right now, you can get it like for $30, say, over at one of the superstores, and it'll come with a full year of free updates.
Okay.
One, it's going to get you up to the more current version. 5 is getting ready to be dropped off because 6 and 7 is there now.
Okay.
So I'd go ahead and get version 7, and with, you know, buying it, you also get a free year of update. It will also notify you when your year is coming up, hey, it's time to update, and it'll let you do it right online.
Okay.
All righty?
Sounds great. That sounds like the problem.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Was this thing you were talking about on Saturday, March something or other?
March 29th.
March 29th.
You're certainly not doing anything else. You want to
even if you are postpone it.
Yes,
right.
You know, if it's
two
a
weeks,
wedding or something else, Tom, you got something more important to do.
Where is it going to be, and what is it? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, it's going to be our traveling road show, and we're going to be doing the show live from the
RIT Inn and Conference Center on West Henrietta Road.
Right. Okay. RIT
near the thruway.
We're still getting
notice I didn't say a word that time.
And it's going to be from 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
11 to 3.
If you go to the WAM web page, and they'll have more information about it there, and you can also get the information off of our webpage.
On the calendar.
Sounds good.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Come on down and say hello.
Yep.
Okay. Our next caller is Tom from Penfield. Welcome, Tom. What's
your question? Hi, Nick. Hi, fellas.
Hi there.
I got an iMac. It's a Mac issue here. About
bless you.
Pardon me?
I thought you sneezed.
No, not me. I had an 8.5 operating system. I had to have it repaired, and I've got a 9.2 system now. Connected to my iMac is an Epson 740 printer. And when I downloaded the print driver and I went to go to chooser and to click on my icon for the printer, it said the printer modem port that I want to use isn't available because AppleTalk is selected. So when I go to AppleTalk, I only have two ports. I have a modem, I have a remote port, and I have an Ethernet port. I can't find my, I used to have a printer port.
You downloaded the wrong driver. You downloaded the serial driver that plugs into the serial port on older Macs. You need to download the USB driver for your iMac so it looks on the USB port.
And where can I find...
From Epson's website.
From Epson's website?
You also need to download the Epson OS 9 patch that fixes some of the problems that Epson had with their OS 9 drivers.
Epson 9, I'm sorry.
So that's yeah,
the Epson for the OS 9 patch for Epson.
Okay.
And is that on Epson's site or on Apple's? That's on
Epson's
site.
On the Epson's website. When you go to driver sites, and this is true of any driver, not just Epson, it will list all the different operating systems, 95, 98, you know, XP, OS 8, OS 9, OS 10. You have to, and then you have to pick the right one if it's serial, parallel, or USB. Mm-hmm. So you have to make sure you find the right specific driver for your OS and your printer connection.
Okay.
Okie dokie. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Ben Turchin, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Attention Soundbites fans, Green Shield Computer Services, a charter sponsor of Soundbites, wants to see you at the Soundbites Roadshow, Saturday, March 29th at the RIT Inn and Conference Center on West Henrietta Road. Green Shield is proud of its long association with the Soundbites program and will have prizes, handouts, giveaways, and show specials just for our Soundbites friends. Green Shield Computer Services is a local full-service computer firm assisting individuals and businesses in Rochester since 1984. Whether your system is for personal or business use, standalone or on a network, Green Shield is here to help with all your computer needs. You can stop by our offices at 1370 Hudson Avenue. You can give us a call at 544-9580, or you can see us in person at the Soundbites Roadshow on March 29th. Green Shield Computer Services, 1370 Hudson Avenue, just off the 104 Expressway. Come on out to the show, support Nick and the crew, and be sure to stop by the Green Shield booth. We'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Cliff Robertson. It's hard to pick up a newspaper these days without getting the message that we're living in a period of uncertainty. More than ever, it's time for us to reach out to those in need, and that's exactly what the Salvation Army has been doing for over 130 years. If you haven't heard yet, there's a way you can help the Salvation Army and at the same time give yourself something to feel secure about. A gift of $5,000 or more in cash or securities will establish your own charitable gift annuity. You're not only guaranteed a high rate of interest and income for life, there are also significant tax advantages. And by the way, the Army hasn't missed a payment in 60 years. If you're over 55, look into the Salvation Army charitable gift annuities. At times like these, a little security can go a long way. Call toll-free 888-234-8888 for information. That's 888-234-8888.
Jokers are wild at Seneca Niagara Casino. Presenting national comedy favorites, The Indian and the White Guy, Williams and Reed.
When you get it where you want it, weld it.
If I had it where I wanted it, you wouldn't be very comfortable.
Don't miss The Indian and the White Guy, Thursday, March 20th at 8 and Friday, March 21st at 9 in the Bear's Den Showroom at Seneca Niagara Casino, Niagara Falls, New York, USA.
I used to sing at all his weddings. Wasn't much money, but it was steady work.
Tickets are $20 and seating is limited. Get yours now at all Ticketmaster locations, including Kaufman's. Tickets are also available at the casino gift shop, Ticketmaster.com, or charge by phone at 716-852-5000.
Grandpa always told him, we can't all like the same things. If we did, everybody would be after your grandma.
Take the I-190 north to the Robert Moses Parkway, 310 4th Street, Niagara Falls, New York.
And if you think about it, that's a horrible sight.
Yeah. Seneca Niagara Casino. The winning is just the beginning.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
What's more fun than paying too much in taxes? Dave Martin with the American Lung Association saying, if your idea of fun is getting a root canal or overpaying your taxes, don't listen to this message. But if you like paying less in taxes and helping a worthwhile cause, then I've got five words of advice. Don't trade it. Donate it. When you give your used car or truck to the American Lung Association, you're entitled to deduct the fair market value of your vehicle when you itemize your taxes. In plain English, that means you'll save money. And even Joe Millionaire would like that. Call 1-800-577-LUNG. We'll pick up your car within a few days free of charge. That's 1-800-577-LUNG. Or visit us on the web at donateyourcar.com.
Call 1-800-577-LUNG. The American Lung Association. Don't trade it, donate it.
This portion of Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
This is Bob Brenna, Jr. from the law firm of Brenna & Brenna, reminding you to tune in every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the Brenna & Brenna Law Firm here on WHAM.
We're back with Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Ben Turchin.
Back to the phones in a moment, but I do want to point out, on the webcam, you can tell that Dave is the one who installed everything, who positioned the camera.
Wait, no.
Take a look at who's dead center and brightly lit. Poor Steve is half off screen and dark. All you can see of me is my bald spot.
And the problem with that is?
Nothing. I don't think it was a bald spot. It's...
Who directed me where to position the camera?
I'm just telling you, you're the guy.
Answer.
You're the guy. Who had his hands on it last? That's all I'm saying.
We're back to the phones now.
When our caller,
I'll tell you where to put it.
Our next caller
won't be the first. Probably not the last either.
Remember, this is a family show. The turtle is a clean animal. Our next caller is Tom from Brockport. Turtle. Welcome, Tom. What's your question?
Yes, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I have two computers. I have an old computer, new computer. The old computer ran a Windows 98,
mm-hmm.
and I had some Microsoft programs that I really enjoyed, specifically FrontPage and PowerPoint. And I believe they came with the Windows 98 package. They were embedded into the CD that I received.
Shouldn't have been, no.
Yeah,
no.
Well, but
they don't.
But yeah, whatever they came from, that's fine. And your new machine is what?
My new machine is an XP Home Edition Hewlett Packard.
Yep.
Right.
I would like to transfer those programs.
Nope.
You have to find the CD and install them.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's very difficult to move any Windows program from one machine to another because they embed themselves in the registry.
And
without those registry entries, you cannot really install it right, and unfortunately it doesn't just put them all in one place.
Okay.
And plus the fact that the older versions you probably have may not work under the new operating system anyway.
Yeah.
Neither FrontPage nor PowerPoint specifically comes with Windows. They come with Office.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not quite sure where you got them, but you would need to purchase them separately for the home machine.
Gotcha.
Now, if you are looking for alternatives, for PowerPoint specifically, there is a product called OpenOffice at openoffice.org. Steve will be putting it on the website eventually.
Oh, he is.
Okay.
And it already is. And that is a word processor, spreadsheet, and presentation package that will both read and write PowerPoint files or in its own native format, doesn't matter which. And it is free.
Okay.
Obviously, it is not PowerPoint. You have to do a little learning to get to use, you know, to learn where it keeps things in the menus and stuff like that.
Okay.
But it's free.
What was the name of that website?
OpenOffice.org.
Okay.
You can get to it again from our website, the Soundbites website. Go to our list of web programs in there. But it's a pretty neat alternative, and even if you decide you don't want it and decide to get PowerPoint instead, you should try it. The word processor reads and writes Word file. The spreadsheet program reads and writes Excel, and the presentation package reads and writes PowerPoint. And you owe it to yourself to take a look at it.
Great.
There you go.
Okay, now, what if I went to one of the computer superstores and picked up, could I get a... Microsoft Office package that would include PowerPoint.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
How much am I talking to you?
$500.
About $500.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why I'm saying take a look at the free one.
All right. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. You know, and then if you decide you need to spend the $500, for God's sake, spend it.
What's annoying is that each of the Office programs, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, are $300 each. So if you want to buy two of them, you're paying $600, which is more than the whole Office suite together is.
Right. So and that's the point. Isn't
that's
it?
The point
that
for them.
You know, hung up the phone, not because he was done from the sticker shock.
Just out of shock.
Yeah, really.
That's why, for folks, if you're contemplating buying Office at $500, take a look at least at openoffice.org and figure out what you think.
Yep.
Our next caller is Karen from Brockport, New York. Welcome, Karen. What's your question?
Thank you. First, I'd like to say for the gentleman that you were just talking with.
Right.
I went to one of the supply stores like Best Buy or whatever.
Right.
I purchased a program that has Word, Excel, Outlook, and PowerPoint in it. It's a disk.
Yeah.
That I installed on my computer for $159.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
What did the disk say on it? What was printed on the label?
Because
that sounds illegal.
Yeah.
The full retail version is $500. Mm-hmm.
If, wow. In fact, it was, often you can get a deal with your own computer. And, for example, if you bought your computer there and you bought Office there, you can get it cheaper.
Sometimes
if
called an OEM.
An OEM version. If, mm-hmm. in fact, they sold that to you legally, great, you win. If they sold it to you illegally, that would be bad. A lot of places do that. It's called gray market. But what's going to happen is eventually Microsoft is going to turn on their digital rights management software,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to catch all those people.
Wow. So, from an actual store like that?
Yeah, because they can. You know, they get them and they sell them. And
yeah.
They, you know,
it's possible that it might have been an older version. See, what happens is
it's Microsoft XP standard for students and teachers.
Oh, that's different.
Started are you
in 2002?
Are you a student or a teacher?
Yes.
Okay. That's why.
So that's why you.
That's
can
why.
Buy it cheaper.
Sure. You can go to the RIT bookstore and do the same thing, and, uh-huh. and most any college's bookstore. But because you are a teacher
or
a student, you get that discount. If you're just a regular human being, it's $500.
Holy crow! I don't remember telling them that I was a student, but
right, and that's the problem too. So they still, in essence, sold it illegally by not verifying you were licensed to buy that program.
Right, you received it legally because you are a student or a teacher, but
right.
it becomes a gray market, and right now it's not a big deal, but it's going to be in the future.
Yes.
Wow. Well, anyways, my question is probably a very simple one, but I'm pretty computer illiterate. Is different programs, mostly I think I see it with my banking.
Yeah.
There's a screen that pops up that says, would you like Word to remember your password so I won't have to type it in every time I go to that same site?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it won't do it for me. I hit the yes button, and then every time I go back in, it just, you know, keeps bringing up that screen.
And what operating system are you running?
This is the HP Home.
XP Home?
Yeah, XP, yeah. Somebody said it was something with Word itself, the Word program.
Well, Word doesn't do anything with passwords. It would be Internet Explorer.
Yeah,
it
would be Internet Explorer. What you might have to do, you might have to check in your Internet Explorer in the forms fill out, and you might have to clear out those passwords because it sounds like that file is corrupt, that it won't remember. Yeah, because it is a very good convenience to sit there and not have to retype it. But what you might have to do is go into Internet Explorer. I think it's under Tools and Forms, and flush that file out and restart.
Okay.
And see if it'll remember them then.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Give it a shot.
Thanks.
Let us know.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks. I'm afraid we're not really going to have time to take any more
but
calls.
But we should remind folks of the upcoming show. We've been having a number of folks even on the forum. We'll post it up there. But we are going to be out. And do our show live. So if you want to see us, you know, you think that webcam's entertainment, come on down and see us perform down at the Marriott, isn't
yep.
it? And,
the old Marriott. It's the RIT Inn and Conference Center.
I'll let them do it.
Now, West Henrietta Road, we're going to be there from 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
Turn left where the big white farmhouse used to be.
It's in the forum. It's in the calendar. If you go to the calendar on
check
the Soundbites website,
and
you will see it listed.
Plan that date.
Plan that day. Come and join us. We would love to have you there. We'll be back next Saturday with Dave Enright,
normal
Steve
time.
Ray, maybe Ben. No, it'll be
Rob Linton.
And me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's greatest and most disorganized radio show, Soundbites, on 1180 WHAM. Bye-bye.
I've given it a lot of thought. And today's word of the day is going to be certified. Accountants are certified. Dentists are certified. You can even buy certified Angus beef if you need that kind of confirmation. But the certified that's got me going today is the certified pre-owned BMW. A certified pre-owned BMW is certified thrills, certified chill, certified handling, certified freedom. It's a certified blast to drive. Of course, if you need a more intellectual interpretation, it's got certified leasing and financing options and certified warranty protection for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles. Oh, and one more thing. It's only certifiably certified if you get it at an authorized certified pre-owned BMW center. Protection plan provides coverage for up to 2 years or 50,000 miles, whichever comes first, from the date of the expiration of the 4-year 50,000-mile BMW new vehicle limited warranty. See participating BMW center for details.
John Holt's BMW is the only authorized dealer for certified pre-owned BMW vehicles. For more information, call 877-537-4BMW or visit John Holt's BMW today.
Are new hardwoods or ceramic tiles in your remodeling dreams?
Best set tile, your best bet for tile and hardwood.
Are you not only worried about the quality of the product, but also about who will be installing it? With Best Set Tile and Hardwood, you get the best of both worlds. They not only offer the best selection of ceramic tiles and hardwood floors in the area, they install them as well. Their own professional install teams are ready to work on your floor, and they'll come back every day until the job's finished. They've even taken the worry out of bringing the kids to the showroom. Best Set has a great children's play area where kids can have fun while you make your plan. Come on in and take advantage of fabulous savings.
We'll get your happy feet dancing on your brand new floor.
Best Set Tile and Hardwoods, Ridge Road West in Spencerport.
Best Set Tile, your best bet for tile and hardwood.
352-5099 or online at bestsettiles.com.
Gold Formula Beautiful Hair.